Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, happy Thanksgiving, my friends, at least the week running up to it. It is amazing how fast November has went this year in 2025 and probably all years as we enter the holidays. My name is Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, and I'm going to continue talking about real estate and mortgage today. This is the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, so I invite you to tune in the entire hour, all four segments, as we talk about all things real estate and all things mortgage. And like I said, happy Thanksgiving. The most important thing I want to share with you is that this is the season to be thankful. I also want to let you know that at the end of every show, I tell the regular radio and podcast listeners, go grow and prosper, and tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters. And that's what the season of Thanksgiving is all about. Sometimes our conversation gets deep into real estate, mortgage, and even some of the economic doldrums of these times in what I call our infamous inflationary downturn. In early December, I'm going to talk about the difference between deflationary downturns and inflationary downturns. But today I'm going to take a subject very specific to our Pikes Peak region. So if you're listening from Florida, I apologize, but this show is all about the Pikes Peak region, all about Colorado Springs and even the larger surrounding area of Colorado. And I'm very excited because up and through this broadcast, we have the warmest November that I can remember. We had a very warm Halloween. We had a wonderful display of solar electromagnetic storms the other week, and now we have a Thanksgiving that looks to be mild as well. Compare that to last year in the beginning of November after the great election of 2024 when we were under 10 to 20 inches of snow depending on where you were. So I'm thankful for that alone, that I did not have to dig myself out to get into the studio with my producer Matt and I. So officially a happy holidays. Officially, I am Jay, your friend, and you can get a hold of me all times directly by my phone number, 719-330-1457. And I want to welcome you, and we're going to have a fun-filled conversation today as you're running around getting ready for the holidays. I have in front of me my notes for today. I have my energy drink that I just opened, and sometimes I forget to do that. So with notes and energy drink in hand, away we stroll into the Thanksgiving week. So the subject of today's conversation, which is literally just you and me, which is a rare blessing now because my infamous partner Bill McAfee is on his way to the Cayman Islands. But I wanted to talk to you about the fate of Colorado. And I'm going to look at this not as a macro scale of the state of Colorado and the nation, but a micro scale of the Pikes Peak region. Because a couple weeks ago, I planned this perfectly for Bill McAfee, who is no longer with me for this session, but well into the future he is.
Much to learn you still have.
The real estate economic numbers are always due the third week of the month. And then also this year, Empire Title hosted an amazing annual update for Colorado and Colorado Springs with the real estate and economy forecast with Dr. Ted Jones. He's an economist, very, very interesting individual, amazing event, 500 people there down at the Antlers, whatever, a couple weeks ago, and it always takes me that long to accumulate and bring together my notes. But coupling that with the monthly economic update with the NMLS, the National Multiple Listing System for real estate in the Pikes Peak region, we have a lot to cover. And if you've got less than 90 seconds with me, I'm going to give you the bottom line up front. The best time to buy a house in the Pikes Peak region is right now in the fall, coming winter of 2025, and the carryover winter and early spring of 2026. With my forecast, this is the best time in 7 years, since 2017. In 2018, we had kind of like, not a migraine, but a little tiny headache of a recessionary flattening in 2018 and 2019 before we went into the crazy Chinese virus COVID times of 20 and 2021. And it is the best time to buy real estate because the inventory is higher than it's been in over 11 years and our values are as flat. They're not as low as Denver, Colorado, Naples, Florida, Austin, Texas, that are anywhere from 10 to 40% off their high mark. But it is the best time. So if you would like to have a consultation on buying a house, especially if you're a military veteran or a first-time homebuyer, you just call me at 719-330-1457, and I would love to sit down with you and decide whether it's the right time to buy or not. Now, many of you will buy no matter what or sit on the fence no matter what. I've got one friend, what I thought was going to be a mortgage client in Texas, military service member, one of my favorite to assist, remembering that as we just passed through Veterans Day. But in my mind, it was not the time for her to purchase, and I gave Annie that advice professionally, no matter what, whether it hurt or hindered me. I try to always keep it about you. And then it was literally this last week, just before coming into the show to record, I asked her how her Thanksgiving was leveling up and whether she was doing her debt elimination like I had been helping her with. And she said, oh, sorry, I haven't got back with you. I've been super busy with work and buying a new house. So I'm happy for her, but I'm nervous for her. And the same thing applies to you. I'm going to give you advice that is in a true, deep nature of my heart. Churchill Mortgage is where I'm a licensed loan originator, and we're directly affiliated with Ramsey Solutions, and I was a debt-free living individual before I coupled my horse to that incredible Ramsey Solutions wagon. But the bottom line is that it's a very good time to buy. Just like Warren Buffett says, you want to buy low or buy lower and sell high. And now is the time that you literally can get a house in Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, for easily 20 cents off every dollar, or buy a house 80 cents on the dollar. So I'm going to talk about that. But also, I want to remind you that Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region is a red raft in a very blue ocean. So as I go through the economic forecast, it starts to become economically a blue state, Democrat, versus a red state, Republican, because we have people fleeing. And if you're somewhere in between, where at least now Colorado stands, we've got people influxing in from New York now after the communist Mindami has been elected there as mayor. So we have to navigate all of those waters. So I'm going to go through the economic forecast with Dr. Ted Jones. I'm going to review all the economic statistics, the real estate statistics, and then we're going to do predictions of where we think our economy is going to go and how you can navigate that for your family. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457, and I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction as interest rates are improving every single day, even though the price of products is not. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
From a broken sky, traced out by the city lights, my world's from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight.
Touchdown. Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvins.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay, here talking about the fate of Colorado, real estate and economic outlook for Colorado. And I start before you with this amazing outlook for real estate and the economy with a Empire annual forum right at the Antlers downtown earlier this month with Dr. Ted Jones, a real estate economist. And I'm going to go through this and have conversation as we go. I wish Bill McAfee was with me, but I'm not sad for him or me because he's in the Cayman Islands and I get to spend this time with you. So this was a 2-hour long forum about some of the spicy statistics and trends going on in the larger comparison with Colorado's economy and the rest of the country, then some specifics about Colorado, and then even more specific in Colorado Springs. Let's start with the 10-year Treasury, because Jay Powell, Jerome Powell, now has decreased the Fed fund rate twice so far this year, and Dr. Ted Jones, talked about this, and it's interesting. We look at the last 4 years since 2022, you know, going into 2026 almost in a month, the interest rates and the reductions in the Fed fund rate and how that's affected the 10-year Treasury. Well, Jerome Powell is really trying to hold any corrections in interest rates down right now with the Fed funds and the prime interest rate because of the leery tariffs. But that argument didn't hold water when last September, when inflation was out of control and cost measures were out of control in September before the election, and he decided to cut the rate an entire 0.5%. And I mentioned this because Ted Jones mentioned this, and that proceeded to cut Fed and prime interest rates and catapult the 10-year Treasury and the mortgage-backed securities, because the decrease was not warranted or sincere. It was a political move. That's a fact. There were no signals in the economy to lower the interest rate. In fact, he should have held it steady to try to corral that inflation to where it now, with different measures in this administration, have kept it down. Rate cut last September of 2024, a year ago today, skyrocketed the 10-year Treasury from 3.7% to 4.7%. And we had interest rates with mortgages that skyrocketed to almost the all-time high in November of 2024, only preceded by the all-time 40-year high of November of 2023. Well, now we had two rate interest cuts in September and October, respectively, this year of a 0.25%, and it has flattened and stabilized rates. Your mortgage interest rates are at about 6.25%. That's opposed to a 7.5 to 7.75% rate this time last year. So that's a very, very important micro snapshot of the interest rates. But when you look at economies, because I try to stay away from politics, I really do. I like to stick in with economies, real estate, business, and budgeting. But one of the measures that Ted Jones used that I think is really effective, humorous, and quirky is the top U-Haul growth markets. What 10 cities in the country lead the list for the highest demand of incoming U-Haul trucks that sit in their inventory, more people coming than leaving? That's Dallas, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Phoenix, Lakeland, Florida, Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, Raleigh, North Carolina, Palm Bay, Florida, Houston, Texas, and Greenville, North Carolina. It's just interesting as right away a trend stuck out to me. A lot of Texas cities are inflowing people. A lot of Florida cities are inflowing people. And then Tennessee and the Carolinas. So into more, not totally conservative, but more conservative and center Democrat central Republican U-Haul trailers and trucks and transports are sitting in their inventory because everybody's going there and not as many are leaving. Now, the same for states, the top U-Haul, just like your weight or your taxable rate on your 1040 filings every year. Tennessee, Arizona, Washington State, Indiana, Utah, and Idaho. I'm looking at these states, and this was not my intention in his forum or before you and more conservative. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of this, but I will follow it up next week as I do a whole radio and podcast conversation about the individual competitive dozen tax indexes, property tax, income tax, corporate tax, unemployment insurance tax, sales tax, etc., and lower taxes builds revenue, and a rising tide lifts all ships. When there's more money, there's more economic, and vice versa, when taxes and regulations and limitations go up. Like, I was driving here to the radio studio, and it was really, really great. Sucking up to the big sow in the pen, Denver, has got all of these wonderful bike lanes everywhere in the city. Traffic is enough to drive you insane because of the stress, but you can get out there on your bike and drive down a lane very gingerly. Well, that's interesting because I drove down 8th Street to get there. Thank you, Colorado Springs, for building us freaking scooter lanes. Because everybody's so broke, they got to drive to work in the winter with a stocking cap and a lime scooter. U-Haul growth cities outside the big metro areas like Dallas are Ocala, Florida, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Kissimmee, Florida.
Say what?
Knoxville, Tennessee, Tukwila, Washington, sorry if I mispronounce that, the good old Johnson City. Half of those cities that are democratically run in democratic cities and then also states, but then you've also got half Republican. So I play a level playing field and say that one is almost entirely on the greater what we call the MTAs, you know, the bigger metropolitan, huge upward inbound shift of people into these large MSAs. Carolina, most people are moving there. Springfield, Missouri, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Flagstaff, Arizona, Bellingham, Washington, Dover. I think it's good. You don't want Colorado to be growing too much, although we have in the past, but you don't want us to be losing population because that destroys the supply and demand. To be quiet and off the statistics.
Uh-oh. Next slide.
Here is the top 10 United Van Lines transport. So these aren't small temporary moves. These are entire families. Number one, New Jersey, did not surprise me. Number two, Illinois, did not surprise me. New York, number three, doesn't surprise me. Hope the cost of living goes down. My son's going to live there. I wonder if his political ideology is going to change when he moves there, huh?
Massive anymore.
Number four doesn't surprise me, California. Number five doesn't surprise me, Massachusetts. Number six and seven surprise me, North Dakota. Watch out there, partner. Moving out, Nebraska, too windy. And this is the one that hurts my heart. Colorado is one of the top 10 states that people are moving families out. Now, let's get back onto a better slide. The worst U-Haul market growth states, which people are taking their U-Hauls, moving out, and there's a population digression. California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, me is Louisiana, but that can be a scary state on a dark highway. But again, 9 out of 10 left-leaning states, people are like, we are voting by our feet, population growths, and so forth. I'm going to get into all of the different how states rank, and Colorado specifically by taxes and so forth. And then to navigate all this and have success in your life, your family budget, and your future investments or survival. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457, and I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, whether this is the right time to buy or refinance with a mortgage with me personally from Churchill. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach.
To the left, because you only have so many.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I'm Jade, listening to the Jay Garvin Show. I'm talking about the fate of Colorado and how we rank in both humoristic numbers with like U-Hauls and United Van Lines, but also demographics of populations moving in and out of the state and taxation, because I am a huge believer in supply and demand economies. I have talked about this endlessly with demographics in America, but if you go to a car lot and there's 10 cars for sale and 20 people want to buy that car like they did in 2020, prices are going to go up and half the people aren't going to get a car. But if you have 10 cars for sale and there's only 5 people trying to buy them right now, like it is in Colorado, then prices are going to be more affordable if you can afford them, and demand is going to go down. So the best and worst states as far as population growth, and I don't think these are foreign numbers to you, are ranked in the fastest growing states that people are moving to is Florida, Idaho, Texas, South Carolina, Utah, Delaware, Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, District of Columbia, Montana, and Tennessee. Those don't surprise me. You have to move to the District of Columbia. A lot of people are moving to Florida for obvious reasons. But Delaware, North Carolina, and Arizona surprise me a little bit. The top 5 out of 5 are red states, and the top 8 out of 12 are red states. And then you've got the 10 lowest ranked states from 40 to 51, because you count the District of Columbia. The worst is West Virginia, New York, then Louisiana, Illinois, Mississippi, Hawaii, California, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, and Ohio. I'm blown away that California, the fourth largest economy, more people are moving out of there. I can understand Hawaii and New York and Illinois, but I'm surprised West Virginia. That must be a... Whoa! Thanks for that banjo there, Matt. That must be a banjo backwoods thing like that in Louisiana and Mississippi. Love those states. I've been to all 3 of them, but it's hard to find a job there. And then none of the rest surprised me. New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, and even Ohio. They're tough places to live. The good thing, folks, is Colorado's off the list. We're not the top 10 states, but we're the top 18th state out of 50 that people are still moving to. We had record double digits people moving here from 2015 to 2020. I'm glad it slowed down a little bit. Not as much in the Pikes Peak region, but about a 2.9% growth rate in Colorado. And then you have jobs. There's been good jobs, a 0.9, almost 1% increase nationally, and that's almost identical at a 0.9% increase or 2,700 new jobs right here in Colorado Springs. So that's a great thing. Now, it is funny because we don't know if people are reporting jobs correctly, and Ted Jones mentioned this, that Trump terminated the Bureau of Labor and Statistics Commissioner, Dr. Erica McKentifer, because she was cooking the books. In 45 out of 48 months that she recorded employment numbers, 93.75% or 45 out of the 48 times she elevated and inflated the numbers. So that's what we're dealing with here with the legacy media and people reporting fake news. Now, hopefully that's going to be corrected. But initially, in June of this summer, we were up 147,000 jobs, which is pretty strong. And we're feeling good employment, just underemployed because wages have not been going up as much as inflation. But with Colorado, we've also got an increase of jobs. And the crazy thing is, in the real estate world, since COVID, we actually have more real estate professionals, real estate agents, than we did prior to the pandemic. And that's crazy because we have over, as I'll show you later in this segment, that inventory in real estate in the Pikes Peak region is up, just sales are not. So I'm going to touch on one slide here, and I'm going to dedicate a whole show to this next week. In the 2025 most competitive state tax indexes, the best states as far as overall taxes in 5 different categories, corporate, individual income, sales tax, property tax, gift and inheritance, and then unemployment insurance is a huge one, almost as big as corporate tax, and that's where we're getting killed in Colorado, and that's why you don't see all of these manufacturers moving to Colorado, because employers have to pay hundreds of millions of dollars more every year in case someone calls in sick. And in the South, the Bible Belt, they just don't have to do it, so that's where all of the manufacturing is moving. North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, and so forth. The best states across the board for state tax competitive index is Wyoming, South Dakota, Alaska, Florida, Montana, New Hampshire, Texas, Tennessee, North Dakota, and Indiana. Like, are you kidding me? Like, New Hampshire is the only Democratic state, and it's purple at best. They almost got a Republican governor in there. And then this, I'm not going to go into the detail. Here's the worst. The good news is Colorado is only 32 out of 50 and falling in the lower half, but not in the basement. Oh, thank you for that applause there, Matt. This is crazy. Here's the 10 worst competitive states for tax and the competitive index. Massachusetts, Hawaii, Vermont, Minnesota, Washington, Maryland, Connecticut, California, New York, and the winner, New Jersey, all Democratic. No shocker, those states are just losing the competitive index, and I'm going to go into next week why that is. They have more complex tax systems, and they're very burdensome, especially New York, New Jersey, and California. So finishing up these statistics here, Colorado overall ranks 32 on a 50-state ranking stature, one being the best, 50 being the worst, which means the number one state has the lowest burden, like I told you, Wyoming, and New York has the greatest burden or the worst. Colorado is ranked 32, but corporate tax is pretty good at the top 10. Individual income tax is 18, ranked 18th in the country, but getting a little bit better. We just went from 4.4 to a 4.2. Sales tax is atrocious. We're 37 out of 50 and falling because of Tabor. They just keep doing those taxes. Property tax, this surprises me and I don't understand it because El Paso County is a red raft in a blue ocean. We rank 36 out of 50 now. We used to be in the top 10, but a lot of the counties, Denver County, Arapaho, Douglas, all of the counties around Denver are just doubling their mill levy rates from like 0.38 El Paso County up to 0.88. And then the worst, which is almost in the top 10 worst in the country, is unemployment insurance tax rank. Well, Florida's one of the best. California's one of the worst. That's all I'll say about that. But I wanted to give you an overview of how those statistics are flowing. Coming back, I'm going to touch on the economic update and wrap this up. And the bottom line, folks, is that Colorado Springs is still a beacon of hope in Colorado that's not trending in the right direction. So our city government and our county government matters. And then I want you to call me because this is still the best time to buy a house in El Paso County as people are climbing onto this raft. We have a lot of growth, a lot of really good stories to tell with our overall living conditions. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for the wrap up with a little bit of an economic update. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Sticking with me, this is our last 9 minutes together on this wonderful and beautiful weekend before Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays, only surpassed by Easter, because I love celebrating the resurrection of our Savior, even more than the birth of our Savior. But wrapping up this segment here today, I want to give a little bit of an overview about the market statistics as I sum up the fate of Colorado. I'm going to go into these numbers in a deeper fashion with Bill in January for our end of year cap. We won't talk much in Christmas because I like to tell Christmas stories and Christmas segments like I've done in years past. But the bottom line is that Colorado Springs and El Paso County, Pikes Peak region is blessed because we've been holding steady now with 4,000 homes, townhomes, condos, and multifamily up to four units. At 4,000 for 4 months now, and we're just a hair below that at 3,918. So that's very, very good. And the last time we were that stable was just a touch in 2014 and a touch in 2013. But I think next year we are going to be steady as we were from 2009 all the way over 2011 when we have a steady number of homes available, over 4,000 in inventory for an extended period of time. And looking at the number of sales, our sales are really concerning because we had less than 1,000 sales and we were holding steady for selling houses, which means that stabilizes sellers. But this is exactly why I say this is a buyer's market and the best time to buy. And my wife and I literally just looked at a house yesterday, and I'm going to buy a house in El Paso County, Pikes Peak region for the first time since 2017. So whether you get on the train or not, I'm going to get on the train. I'll be able to get a house 75 cents on the dollar and then earn 10 to 15% appreciation plus rental income just for timing in the market. I want you to join me. I'll give you a 30-minute free consultation, a one-on-one abbreviated investment class if you call me at 719-330-1457. And if you look at some of these inventory levels now, it's amazing that the fixed interest rate on a 30-year mortgage is at 6.25%, where it was as high as 8.5%, last year as high as 7.5%. And a lot of people, because we're trying to struggle to pay bills during the holidays, aren't recognizing that it's so important because affordability index has really improved on buying a house. And I'll talk about this more, but it's very, very important that when you start to get our median price of a home is at $473,000. Understand that was as high just this last summer at $499,100. So right here we're 20, almost 20% below market, but we experience that in many off seasons anyways. It's just coupled with a more affordable interest rate. And the average sales price is strong as well, where it's below 550 because it's a very hot market in the luxury market above a million. So the affordability of the lower end of the market is masked right now. That's why I want to call you. You can get a good, solid three-bedroom, one-bath house in this community for $300,000. The median price is $470,000, and you can get a starter home for $300,000 to $330,000. That's why I'm going through these stats. Coupled with the economic nature of good taxes in El Paso County, good utilities in El Paso County, good affordability compared to the rest of the state in El Paso County, is the time for you to move forward. And lastly on this, I want to talk to you about the statistics. See, in the first quarter of this year, the median sale price, you guys, listeners, was up 7%, 4%, and 5% respectively in January, February, and March. That was expanding the gap between sales price and affordability. In the second quarter, in April, May, and June, for the first time ever, it went negative. It was 0% in April, a 1.8% decrease in value in May, and a 0.2% gain in June. That second quarter was basically flat. And like Bill McAfee and I predicted in the third quarter, here it comes, folks. You can, there you go. There's the choo-choo. You can see the train a-coming. In the third quarter, in July, August, and September, respectively, the median home value went down 0.3%, 2%, and 1.15% to where, oh my gosh, now houses are down to 479 from the high of 499 last year. And now Bill and I said we're going to have big downturns in the fourth quarter, and October has started to prove that. Off 3% from a median house of $475,000 last year to 470, like I told you. So by November, December, January, February, March, we are going to see houses off as much as 5%. That's across the board. If you look carefully with a talented and dedicated mortgage lender like me, Churchill Mortgage. Hi, I'm Jay Garvins. I'm licensed. I want to help you with your next purchase mortgage. And a real estate agent, you can get one 30 cents on the dollar. So if you look at the statistical analysis where the Pikes Peak region is staying strong, but Colorado is slowly sinking in the ranks, there's a lot of people moving to Colorado, and specifically Colorado Springs, from outside the state. But in Colorado Springs, the number one population moving here is not New York, Texas, or California. It's Denver. So if you can buy a house now, turn yours into a rental, you can rent it to someone very competitively in the winter and spring of next year while you've got your new house, marry your house, date your rate, and then once rates decrease, you can get appreciation, affordability, all in the same breath when you lower your monthly payment. So the bottom line is that now is one of the best times to buy because people have a low consumer sentiment. Listening to me, long as you have your budget balanced, you can make gains right now. Call me at 719-330-1457. I'd like to sit down with you either over video, telephone, or face-to-face for a 30-minute consult to help you with your next purchase or refinance. But most importantly, I want to end with, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Remember, this is all garble. Go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because you can only take your memories, your service to your higher power, which mine is Jesus Christ, serve and love others around you, and find your passion. I've found that with you, the radio listener, so have a great week and reach out to me if I can help you in any way. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend and day. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
This is it. This is now. This is what I've been talking about.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Here together, this is it.